With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Firefighters in London responded early Wednesday to an unprecedented incident when a 24-floor residential apartment became engulfed by flames, sending at least 30 people to area hospitals and likely trapping some of the residents inside. Authorities said they expect a number of fatalities, and the BBC reported that a significant number of people were unaccounted for. Initial reports do not believe there is a link to terrorism. A plane carrying Otto Warmbier was the U.S. college student who had been arrested and tried and imprisoned in North Korea for more than a year and who is now in a coma, landed in his hometown of Cincinnati Tuesday night. He was rushed to a hospital for urgent medical treatment. The U.S. military flight landed at Lunkin Airport at approximately 10:20 p.m. and was met by an ambulance en route to University Sanity Medical Center. Former special counsel Ken Starr told Fox News the story with Martha McCallum Tuesday that Attorney General Jeff Sessions acquitted himself beautifully in his testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Starr, whose Whitewater investigation led to the eventual impeachment of former President Bill Clinton, described Sessions as a friend of 36 years who is a man of honor and a man of the law. And the Federal Reserve is expected to raise short-term interest rates on Wednesday by a quarter percentage point at its policy meeting. That would bring the central bank's overnight benchmark rate to a range of 1 to 1.25%. No word yet on what the expectation will be in the markets or in the housing, loan, or investment industries. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
Microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill, talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's Health Challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, awful scene played out this morning in our nation's capital. What it means, how we got there, and your opinions about what causes it. We will take your calls at 888-340-3373. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
What you're hearing right there is part of the gunfire that took place this morning as a friendly little baseball practice that was taking place to prepare for the Republican congressional members versus the Democratic congressional members to take place tomorrow. As the Republicans were taking batting practice, this particular gunman opened fire. His desire was to kill as many Republican lawmakers as he could. This is what he was intending to do. And the interesting thing about it all is that had it not been for the bravery of two Capitol Hill police that were on security detail, he would have been very successful in doing it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Our phone number is wide open. It's 888-340-3373. I have been watching and observing the coverage throughout the day in print, as well as what has been on radio and on television. And I will tell you this, for all of the calls that people are making to say that this is something that must be related to the rhetoric and therefore it is necessary for the discussion of the great issues of our time to in some way be tampered down because it is the end result. What ends up resulting is something like this could not be more wrong. They could not be more wrong. This was a man. And friends, you really may not like what I'm going to say today. You really, really may not like it at all. I'm sorry. But I would not be doing my job if I did not tell you the truth. What happened this morning was not because of the rhetoric of both sides being too harsh. It didn't occur because the rhetoric of both sides were being uncivil. It wasn't the outcome. Today was not the outcome of bickering between two parties that was even. It's just not the facts. The man that was involved in this shooting today is not some crazed lunatic. He is an ardent believer in what he believes. He's a deeply committed believer of leftism. And I just had this discussion with one of my coworkers in the office here at the station just not even 2 days ago. The first chapter of my book, The Musclehead Revolution, Overturning Liberalism with Common Sense Thinking. The very first chapter of that book, I identify right out of the gate that the biggest difference between the left and the right, between those that see themselves as progressive and those that see themselves as conservative, the biggest single identifying difference is the way they view God in their life. If you are someone who is of a liberal bent, if you are someone who is of a progressive, quasi-socialist bent, then you view God very differently than those who view him as authoritative in their life. Because if you believe God is at the heart, the center of the universe, the ultimate authority, the ultimate accountability, you view what God says about how you live your life very differently than people who take God very casually or don't even believe that he's there at all. And what we have seen played out over the last 2 weeks in this country, there have been four significant events that I have brought to your attention. Kathy Griffin beheading the president, a liberal comic, a godless actress, wanting to be as gruesome and as shocking as she could be, holding up the bloodied, severed head of the president. Liberal, progressive. Number two, Shakespeare in the Park here in New York City. Assassinating Donald Trump on stage in front of all those that see. And last night, check that, the night before last, on Monday night, what was considered the official opening evening of the event, even though it's been running for a couple of weeks. Alec Baldwin was in attendance. He gave kudos to a, quote, great production. The largely liberal audience, progressives that were there, stood and applauded, standing ovation at the end of the assassination. Kathy Griffin, beheaded president, liberal. Shakespeare in the Park, assassinate the president. Liberals applaud it. They stand for it. On Monday of this week, we brought to you the exclusive story of a woman who was literally beaten within an inch of her life, her face bloodied and bruised, simply attending a concert with her sister that they had had hoped to have a fun night with for 9 months previous. They bought the tickets to a New Kids on the Block concert and came out of that concert and were just getting a bite of dinner and going back to their hotel room. Just two sisters enjoying a little bit of a revival of their childhood. And when approached by three strangers, at first friendly, having a little chat, one of them turns and says, "You didn't vote for Trump, did you?" She said, "I did." Her sister didn't vote and was going to say, "I didn't." But before the sister could even reply, the three people jump the two women, break teeth, bruise a face. The brutality was unmerciful. And today, this man shows up at this baseball field and says to some people leaving the field, he didn't know they were congressional members at the time, he says, "What's going on down there?" They say, "That's the batting practice for the congressional baseball teams. The charity game is tomorrow." "Is it the Republicans or the Democrats?" he inquires. "It's the Republicans." He then goes to his car, pulls out a high-powered rifle, begins to rattle off more than 50 shots before the two Capitol Police that were there protecting one of the House leadership was actually able to take him down. One man with many guns needed two people with one gun each to take him down. You don't like the association that I'm drawing here. I can't be bothered by that. How we view God is central in importance to what our worldview is. Our worldview gives us permission to do or not do certain things that then have dramatic impact on everyone else around us. So I will not say that it is because of the harsh rhetoric coming from both sides that we've arrived at this place. It is the near lunatic musings, rantings, mad mooing at the moon at some point, that those on the political left, those who view God as unimportant, those who do not share the worldview of those that see God as authoritative, it is those people who are unhinged and who have committed all of these acts that I've just laid out for you just within the last 2 weeks. One headline today said, "Liberals on Twitter celebrate following this morning shooting." And had those Capitol Police not been there, it wouldn't have been one congressman who is now in stable condition and probably going to be released. It would have been dozens of congressional members, not injured, but dead. 888-340-3373. People that do not view God as central or authoritative to their life will go to any means necessary to gain power. Those who do see God as central and as essential to life understand his purpose for them as people relating to other people causes them to go in a different direction. It is not harsh rhetoric from both sides that is causing this conflict. It is sin, and it is unchecked sin that the left is okay winking at, that is empowering these evil deeds to be exposed. Your call's next. Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
That's Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And he said that from the well of the House probably about an hour after they had gotten everybody to the hospital and had opened. They had just opened the session for the day just seconds after 12 o'clock when he made that statement. And what is kind of interesting is that I have found the Republicans today to be very, very desirous to unite, very desirous to say if this had happened to our Democratic colleagues, we would rush to their side. I have not heard that from the Democrats. I have heard I heard Nancy Pelosi say she had an Italian connection to Mr. Scalise, and so she, of course, thought of him in that regard. I don't believe, I'm not buying it for a second, what congressmen and media members and everybody else is saying, that this, that what happened today is the reaction of too harsh a rhetoric on the two sides of the political aisle. I think that what's motivating this long string of kind of uninterrupted violence against the president and the president's party is because of a simple biblical idea. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. See, I don't understand, friend, how you can have a picture of a comedian with a severed head of the president looking at the teleprompter and making a joke of it. And then portray the president being assassinated on stage with thousands and thousands of people rushing to their feet to applaud that action. To have people who did not support that president beating other people up just because they believe that you voted for him, even if one of you didn't. Or going to a softball field or a baseball diamond and saying, hey, who's out there? Are those Democrats or Republicans? And only after you know for sure that it's Republicans, you go back to your car and you get a gun and you start shooting people. Tell me what these things have in common. That among the political left, there is a prevalence of acceptability of saying not only are people that go to church and that believe that there is a God, not only are they wrong, they deserve to lose their life for being so wrong. There is an underlying issue here. And it is simply this, that the longer I think about evil, the longer I contemplate doing evil, the more likely I am to do evil. And one of the things that restrains the thought of evil in someone's heart is the degree that they give, that they give over to the idea of God. Because I will tell you this, this man was not thinking God was in his actions today. He wasn't thinking about God at all. This man volunteered on the Bernie Sanders campaign committee. Worked his campaign for him. He's been an activist for 20 years. He is the owner of the Facebook group that says we must destroy Republicans. This man doesn't sound crazy to me. He sounds fully committed to his ideology. An ideology that pushes God out. And the minute you get there, the minute you get to the point where God no longer matters, the issue of morality no longer matters, that's where you come up with these things. It does not surprise me that the party who fights like mad to murder millions of unborn babies a year also finds itself holding up severed heads of presidents, staging plays where we assassinate them, beating people in the face for not voting for our persons, or going to a baseball field and taking pot shots at the people that you believe are the problem. It doesn't surprise me that all of those things were carried out by Democrats when Democrats are the ones that say, well, we can kill the most innocent among us. Because so as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man believes that God doesn't matter and pushes him out, the more he comes to the thinking that I can do what I want, the more that they believe that there is no moral platform to be adhered to. 888-340-3373. I reject the argument in the media today that this was just a crazy guy who was just angry because people were arguing too much. I reject that argument. I call fake on that. What today's actions demonstrate is that we have a deep and abiding vacuum in our soul that only God can fill. But that the society is trying to convince us to fill with other things, our own desires, our own wants. Am I wrong? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Had the Capitol Police not been there today, you might have been looking at 10 to 20 dead legislators. By the way, those Capitol Police, both of them ended up going to the hospital as well. One of them, a woman who is being treated at the same hospital that Congressman Scalise is at. 888-340-3373. You must have an opinion about this. Do you agree with the media that today's actions are the outflow of a bitter population that are just arguing at each other's throats about politics? Or do you agree with me that this is fully explainable? And that the more we as people contemplate a godless existence, be it here or for eternity, the more likely we are to do things like this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Everybody wants to say, you know, there's no moral right and wrong in life. Other people want to say that man is basically good. Can we agree that mankind is not basically good? That this, by definition, demonstrates a desperation and a sickness to man that is very difficult to understand or explain? I'm Kevin McCullough, a special edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. Your thoughts and calls next. I reject the media narrative that this is a hostile, argumentative society that just this guy went a little too far with. I think it's much bigger than that. It's a worldview that is laced with, embodied by, and breathed life into by sin versus those that respect God. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough, and the phone number is 888-340-3373. A friend of mine, Pastor Dave Watson at Calvary Chapel on Staten Island, sent Mark 7:21 to me. Do you know what it says? It is a good verse to realize in relationship to what I'm discussing. Mark 7:21 says this, "For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come, sexual immorality, theft, murder." All these evils, verse 23, come from inside and defile a person. So, Kev, you're saying then that if you advocate sexual immorality, theft, and murder, then those evil thoughts come from the inside. Yeah. That's not what I say. That's what Scripture says. And sexual immorality could be the allowance of any kind of sex outside of man-woman marriage committed for the rest of their life, according to the Scriptures. Theft can be any number of things, but when you specifically take money away from the person who works and against their will you give it to someone who does not work, that's theft. Murder, abortion, on demand, 30-plus years, 56 million dead babies. Now you know why one party is so identified with these kind of pagan ideas. They don't see anything wrong with any of them. And what's my first chapter of my first book say? Those that do not hold to an authoritative view of God, that God is outside of us and beyond us and above us, that they view the issues of our day and time and behavior differently than those who do recognize God. Why? Because the voices that they are listening to all come from inside, Mark 7:21, from a person's heart. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Let's take your calls. Line 4, Rosa in New York City. Hello, Rosa, welcome.
Yes, hi. Okay, I am calling because I'm listening to you on the radio, and while what happened today was a travesty, and it should not happen to anyone, it's sad that we have become a world, not even become, it's been a world of black and white, and it has gotten, since Donald Trump has been in office, it has gotten worse. And for you to sit there to say that everybody that's doing something wrong is from a Democratic Party, it's not
I never said
right.
that. Okay? I never said
you
that.
You need to be truthful. Yes,
Rose, I did not say, okay, hold on. Alex, take her out. Rose, I'm not going to hang up on you yet because I'm going to let you finish, but I'm not going to let you say that I said something that I didn't say. I didn't say everything that's being done wrong today is being done by Democrats. But I have linked for you four specific, very public ideas that murder is okay, violence is okay in the last 2 weeks, some of which were exclusive stories that we brought to you that no one else brought to you. And every one of them were perpetrated by people that hold to a view that God doesn't matter. And, oh, by the way, they also all happen to be of the political left leaning. That's what I said. I didn't say everyone who's a Democrat does these things. Just like not every Muslim commits terrorism. But almost all terrorism is coming out of Islam right now. Not everything that's being done bad is coming from a Democrat. But of the things that are being done that are significantly bad that you can see in the public eye right now, many of them are. Now, your reaction to that.
But you're going to talk about just what is going on the left side. What about all these young black men that are being murdered and women that are being murdered? Donald Trump has not denounced any of this. No one from that.
Rose, thank you for the call. The black on black murder rate is a direct result of Democratic policies in government. Kevin McCullough, coming back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
And Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We are one house, the people's house, united in our humanity. It is that humanity which will win the day, and it always will. God bless.
I'm not sure about what Mr. Ryan said there, because I don't think emphasizing our humanity, I don't think that emphasizing our humanity solves this problem. I think identifying our sin nature solves this problem. We're not inherently good. We're inherently all capable of doing what that shooter did today. But it is a recognition of God and a dependency upon Him that keeps all of us from becoming like Him. 888-340-3373. I never do this, but we were to visit with Dr. Melinda Keller and have a Wellness Wednesday segment because I feel so strongly, friend, that you as listeners need to converse on this. We have asked her to come back at another time, but I am very grateful for the graciousness of Dr. Melinda Keller and her flexibility today. Phil, on line two, you're up with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay, Kevin?
I can. Go right ahead.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. What you're doing today is very courageous, and I appreciate it. Much of the animosity directed at Trump is not so much because he's a Republican, but because he's white. And that's the plain truth. The limousine liberal class that controls the educational system and much of the media has succeeded in turning white Americans into a despised majority.
Phil, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Here's what I would say to that. In today's incident, it was a white man trying to kill mostly white congressional members. In the attack, which my guest Bree Niece experienced earlier this week, it was three white thugs that beat two white women. I'm open to the idea that race can play a factor in anything. I have an African American son. I'm very concerned about that, but I don't tend to see this issue of violence as particularly racial in nature. I could be wrong. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line four. Al is in Queens. Hello, Al.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's your thought?
I just wanted to call in about that lady that called in earlier. I was a little, if you're going to call in, I'll just say, state your facts and, don't be loud and obnoxious about it or anything like that. But let me do my part. And I think you're completely right. And like the gentleman said earlier, you're being courageous in what you're doing today. And There's an attack on the right now, a major attack. It's like a left meltdown that's going on. But let me tell you, when Trump went up the first time and he announced for president, and you say it's not a race issue, and he made the comment about Mexicans, and he didn't make a comment about Mexicans. He was talking about illegal immigration. I'm Latino. I'm third generation. I voted for Trump. Why did I vote for Trump? Because he said the truth. And the truth sometimes is ugly, and it hurts to hear. But when he said that, the drugs are coming in, they're selling, they're rapists, this and that, he's not talking about Latinos. He's talking about illegal immigration and the corruption behind that population that, there is a big percentage or small percentage. We don't know the percentage of those people. It's just unnecessary to have. Like, why not have our borders? But I have a personal friend who's facing deportation because of his multiple drug offenses. And I didn't even know he was an American until he started facing deportation. And it hurts me. And when I casted that vote, I thought about him. I said, man, if I vote for Trump, I'm voting against my friend. But at the end of the day, it's not about my friend. It's about security, the borders. It's about, what the big picture. And I feel like the left is just making it a racist rant. And it's not about that. Like, listen to what he's saying. When he said, what do you have to lose to the black community? Oh, what is he saying? I can't believe he
right,
said that.
Right,
no,
right.
That's the
no.
truth. What do you have to lose?
Al, you're 100%, you're 100% correct. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. And I know that I don't know what Rose knows or what she doesn't know, but what the caller that called in earlier, Trump was the only one that went to the town in Michigan with the dirty water. Much more disproportionate hurting of black Americans that live there. He spent a lot of his campaign time dealing with inner city leaders and talking about what, and he's the only president, Republican or Democrat, of my lifetime that has come out of the gate with an urban renewal program for the nation's inner cities. I haven't seen anybody else do that. So I don't know, but that's a different discussion for a different day. The obvious understanding of what is happening right now is that you have people that for whatever reason believe that they can say, and in some instances do, anything they want in order to just continue to get their way, to have that raw naked power that they want. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's go to three. Nancy's in Queens. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
You know, the shooting that happened this morning, it wasn't the only one. There's been a couple of mass shootings today. I don't know if you know about
yep.
them.
There's one in San Francisco and one
in New York. But I think it's only one person that was mildly injured in New York, but it's still bad.
Correct. Yeah.
Having said all of that, this election was not about race. What it was about was abortion. I voted for Trump. Did not want to. Do not like him. Do not like Hillary. Hated Hillary. But my problem was that it was about abortion. If God doesn't have us straighten this abortion thing out, America is in big trouble. And that was what I voted for. And these people that are coming
out. Lady, it's like we're the same person. It's like we think the same thing. Because I've said almost that exact same spiel before. Nancy, as always, thank you for your cogent insights and call today. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Handful of minutes left. We'll take as many of your calls as we can squeeze in. I reject the idea today that the media is saying that this is cause from harsh dialogue.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There were people shot in San Francisco earlier today. It appears to be a disgruntled worker at a UPS plant. At least that's what I've gotten so far. More details on that as it becomes available. But what we know more of is what happened in the early morning hours today in Alexandria, Virginia, where a man who quite pointedly asked who is practicing there was told that it was Republicans, went to his car, got a long-range gun, got a handgun, came out and fired over 50 shots. It's a pure miracle that everyone lived. One congressman, now in stable condition, out of surgery, is healing in a Washington area hospital. The assailant did die from the extent of his wounds that the Capitol Police inflicted in him. But if you went to this man's Facebook page, and I did, as soon as they released his name, the first thing I do now is I go and look at Facebook to see. And you could easily find who it was, because there was a person on Facebook that reviled Republicans, said all kinds of manners of horrible things about them. And sure enough, he turned out to be a union member. He had union member discussion stuff on his page. There was a lot of indications as to who it was. And if you read some of the stuff that the man believed, you could see that he had an entirely godless existence. The entirety of his identity was wrapped up in making sure that his side got power again. That's all he was living for. Friends, the biggest difference between the secular left and the right is this. The secular left believes there is no God, or that if God is there, he is very limited. He is not involved. He is not interested in our lives. People of the political right view God as authoritative, beyond them, outside of them, and above them. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Line 2, Darnett.
Hi, Kevin. Your number one fan. Great discernment. I think we're being preached to all the time, to rap music, to all kind of media. But those that meditate, as Psalms 1 says, on the word of God day and night, that is the thing that is a restrainer against evil.
Yeah. No, you're right. Truth connects us to God, and God connects us to the restraint mechanisms to keep sin at bay. Thank you, Darnett. Appreciate the call. Frank on Staten Island, you're next.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless. Even when the left goes to try to do something good, it backfires on them. Notice what Nancy Pelosi did today. She said she prays every day, and she prays for her people, and she prays even for the Republicans. Sounded good. Sounds great. They want you to believe that they are God-fearing people, too. But what does it say in Proverbs 28, verse 9? It says, he who turns his ear away from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination to the Lord. Our prayers are useless. If you are not a believer, you could pray and your prayers are only going to go as high as the ceiling. He who confesses and forsakes his sin shall obtain mercy. So what I'm saying, Kevin, is don't be fooled by it. I believe that they're in the dark. She doesn't even realize that her prayers are useless. And I don't have enough time to go into everything I was going to go into, Kevin.
No, I hear you. But, Frank, you've made a cogent point. Thank you for the call. Absolutely. Because you're right. You can have all kinds of thoughts that may even be of great comfort to yourself. But if you're not aware and responding to the God who made you, they're just bouncing off the ceiling. So what does that mean? Think on that until we're together next time.